Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were on scenario number 2, whereby in the ingredients section one reads the term porcine gelatin, and we said that assuming we regard it being porcine gelatin, and we said that the mere writing isn't considered as proof, but let's say we do acquire certainty that it is porcine gelatin that we're dealing with here. Here, we now have to introduce the concept of istihale. Istihale is when something's specific. We have something called X, for example, and X has a specific form. If X undergoes a change whereby its specific form also alters and changes, the Fuqaha call this change istihale. Now, on the slide, I've translated it very weakly as transmutation, whereby, you know, something specific form has altered to another specific form. Okay, but I'm sure there may be a better translation for that. But this is a translation. This is the explanation of it, that when X, its specific form changes. Let's say the one example some scholars have given, let's say a dog has a specific form, that dogness, it's a dog. Whoever sees it says this is a dog. That the specific form of a dog is its being a dog. And if it is put into, let's say, like a lake full of salt, like salt marshes or something like that, which is full of salt, and then you put it there, and after a while the dog becomes converted into salt. Here, the specific form of X, the original dog, has now changed. Whoever sees the new product doesn't call that new product the dog. The specific form has altered now. They say this is salt. Now, that example may be a bit too much, but an easier example to understand is, let's say, the element, the chemical element of sodium. You know, the periodic table, sodium, I think it was, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was number 11 or something. It's a number of protons or something. Anyway, this sodium, its specific form is that its chemical layout. And that's the specific form. And that makes you call that element sodium. That sodiumness, that specific form with that, with its specific covalency and so on and so forth, makes you call that element sodium. Now, let's say you add it to chlorine. Okay, what happens is salt is produced. Now, this salt, no one will call that salt sodium anymore. Why? Because the chemical constitution has changed. The specific form has changed now. It was sodium, this highly reactive metal. Now, it's salt. It's a different form now to the previous form. No one calls salt sodium. The specific form has changed. Whenever the specific form of something has changed, okay, they call it istihale. For another example, let's go now in the domain of mathematics. First we went through chemistry, now a bit of maths. The triangle, it's a shape, okay? It has a specific form. The specific form, you can call the specific form, according to logicians, they call it the differentia of something, is its specific form. That which defines something as something is its specific form, is its differentia. Anyway, the triangle, it's a shape, but that which constitutes its specific form is it having three straight sides, for example. Now, let's say this triangle was to undergo a change, and now it has five straight sides. Now it's called a pentagon, for example. The specific form has changed. It's not called a triangle. That change from a triangle to a pentagon is called istihale. Okay, now to that, should I have managed to just very briefly explain that concept. Now, we have gelatin extracted from the pig. Now here, gelatin is extracted when from the pig. It can be from different areas. It can be from the bone, the collagen which is in the bone, and so on and so forth, from the intestines. And what happens is a chemical process called hydrolysis, not a physical process, a chemical process occurs, and it converts the collagen in the bone, for example, or elsewhere, to something else, and we call that something else gelatin. So there's a process which occurs here. Now the question here is that, does istihale occur from that collagen in the bone or elsewhere? Because all parts of the pig are najis. The pig is najisul ain, is a concrete najis. All parts of it is najis. Okay, it can't become tahir. It's one of the 10 or 11 najis things which we call the concrete najis, like, you know, blood, wine, and other things. Now that doesn't mean the pig is bad. Okay, it's the difference between being najis and being bad. Being najis has a number of laws you have to abide by. It doesn't mean that the poor pig though is bad. It's a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to teach this very delicately to your children. Don't make them think that, you know, whatever, all pigs or all dogs are bad things and they're evil and this, that and the other. No, it's only najis. But that's another talk altogether. Let's not get, you know, driven away. Now, so we have this gelatin. They say they've extracted it from the bones of a pig. The question now here is, does istihala arise? Because we start off with something which is najis, which is, you know, the bone of a pig. All parts of the pig are najis, including its bone. And then it's converted to something. Does istihale arise in this, after this chemical hydrolysis? After this process of this chemical process occurs, does istihale arise? Because if the specific form of that, of the pig, of the pig's part, if the specific form alters after this chemical process occurs, then this new product would not share the najisness that the previous product shared, because istihale is one of the things which purifies things, so to speak. Here we have a pig bone. It's now hydrolyzed. The collagen has converted to something else, which is gelatin. Now this new product, does it have the same specific form as the, let's say, the bone collagen? Does it have the same specific form or not? If it doesn't have the same specific form, if the specific form has changed to such an extent that people say this is not, you know, the bone collagen from the pig, it's something different, it has a different specific form, then you no longer call the gelatin, this new product, as najis. Because once istihala occurs, it's one of the things that allows purification to occur. It's a different subject matter now. It's no longer a pig bone. It's no longer bone collagen. It's a different substance with a different specific form. The specific form has altered, like the sodium to salt. This is something else now, like the triangle to the pentagon, for example. It's a different specific form. It's a different differentia. If istihale does occur, then that would make this new product be halal, be tahir. Now we'll come to that in a minute, okay? For the moment, we're saying that we have something, we have a gelatin which has been extracted from the pig. That much we know and we're certain of. Now, assuming that's, you know, clear, now we can say this, that either istihale occurs or istihale doesn't occur, or you're not sure whether or not istihale occurs. Okay, for now, just explain what istihale means, just to put it into the context. Now let's go into the fiqhi different branches here that arise. So either you know istihale does occur, you're certain that it does occur, that will lead to a number of consequences. We'll come to that in a minute. Or you know, you're sure that istihale does not occur. Well, if it doesn't occur, it's still the same pig material, and therefore it would be najis. or you're not sure whether or not istihale occurs. You're not sure whether istihale does occur or it doesn't occur. Now we have to go through on the slide that A and B and C, these variations, we have to go through them one by one. Now in this talk, we're going to go through A, the A variation, that istihale does occur, i.e. it's substantiated before the duty bound that with gelatin, istihale does occur from that bone collagen of the pig to a new material with a different specific form from the bone collagen, and it's called gelatin, and we believe that istihale does occur. Now, for some people, it's not substantiated. That's a different matter. We're assuming now it is substantiated. One is certain that istihale does occur in this chemical hydrolysis of bone collagen or another part of the body. It can be from the intestines, for example. It doesn't have to be from the bone. Bone is one part. Okay. So, assuming istihale does occur, here, again, we enter three different scenarios, and they are A, that this istihale occurs in qalil water, or it occurs in kor water. Qalil water is little water, where the amount is very little, it's less than kor. Kor is excessive voluminous amounts of water. The Fuqaha have given the amounts in the Risales. I don't know them off by heart. But this istihale, which occurs in water, it either occurs in qalil water, or it occurs, you know that it occurs in qalil water, or you know that it occurs in kor water, which is excessive water, or you don't know in what type of water it actually is realized in, i.e. you don't know whether the istihale occurs in kor water or qalil water. These have to be covered, because here the rulings can change depending on where the istihale has arisen. Did it arise in kor water? Did it arise in qalil water? Or you don't know where it's been realized. And then then we have to go through these one by one. Inshallah, in the next talk, we'll go through the concept of where this istihale has taken place. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala ta'ala.